Welcome back, everyone. This week, we are diving deep into, all the latest AI developments. And there's a lot to cover this week.
A lot to cover.
Yeah, we've got everything from AI, hunting for aliens, to, practically rewriting the building blocks of life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, headlines everywhere you look. So
we've
got a lot of sources. We've got tech news. We've got scientific journals. We even have some leaked emails that give us a little peek behind the curtain at OpenAI.
Yeah.
So are you ready to see what the future holds?
Let's do it. Yeah, it's a really fascinating time to be following this field. AI is really impacting, practically every aspect of our lives these days. And this past week has been especially noteworthy.
Especially noteworthy. Speaking of noteworthy, let's start with something that sounds like, honestly, straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Okay.
The U.S. is about to launch the world's first AI-powered alien hunting system.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. It's a remarkable project. Yeah, so basically, instead of relying solely on human analysis, which we've been doing for a long time, they're using AI to sift through the massive amounts of data from radio telescopes.
Okay.
It's really a task that would take humans years, if not decades, to complete. And AI can do it with incredible speed and accuracy.
So we're basically letting AI listen for those, little green men signals.
Right.
That's kind of wild.
It is pretty wild.
But okay, seriously though, what are the chances of actually finding something?
Well, it's impossible to say for sure, but the sheer volume of data this system can process increases our odds significantly.
Right.
And, even if we don't find definitive proof of intelligent life out there,
right,
the project itself is just pushing the boundaries of both AI and astronomy.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder, what would it actually mean for humanity if we did discover intelligent life beyond Earth?
Yeah.
I mean, would it change our whole understanding of our place in the universe?
Oh, absolutely. It would just raise profound questions about, everything, the origins of life, the nature of intelligence, and, of course, our place in the cosmos. It would be a complete paradigm shift.
Yeah.
It would force us to just, reconsider everything we thought we knew.
Wow.
About, everything.
Okay, well, let's come back down to Earth now.
Okay.
Where things are a little bit more grounded, but no less intriguing, though. Remember OpenAI?
Yes.
The company behind ChatGPT.
Of course.
Well, leaked emails from their early years have been making headlines. And it sounds like things weren't always smooth sailing at OpenAI.
Those emails do provide a fascinating look behind the scenes at OpenAI.
Okay.
Yeah. They review some pretty intense disagreements between key figures like, Elon Musk and Sam Altman.
Oh, wow.
Particularly about the potential dangers of, unchecked AI development. For example, there's one email thread that discusses the need for really robust safety measures to prevent AI from becoming uncontrollable. And another debate centers on the ethical implications of using AI for military applications.
So even within OpenAI itself, there were concerns about how powerful AI was becoming and how to ensure it's used responsibly.
Exactly. It's a really good reminder that even the most brilliant minds in the field wrestle with these really complex issues.
Right.
These dilemmas aren't just theoretical. They have very real-world consequences that we need to grapple with.
It just makes you realize that there's a human side to all this cutting-edge technology.
Yeah.
These advancements aren't just happening in a vacuum. They're being shaped by people, real people, with different beliefs and values and concerns.
That's a really important point. AI isn't some sort of neutral force, It's a product of human ingenuity. And as such, it reflects our own, complexities and contradictions.
Speaking of OpenAI, they've also been busy rolling out major upgrades to ChatGPT, including voice interaction and image recognition. They're calling it multimodal AI, which just sounds incredibly futuristic.
It is a significant step forward. Traditionally, AI systems have been limited to processing one type of input at a time.
Okay.
Like text or images.
Right.
But multimodal AI allows them to integrate information from multiple sources, just like humans do.
Okay.
So this is what allows ChatGPT to respond to your voice commands, to analyze images that you upload, and even to generate descriptions based on what it sees in those images.
So it's not just about typing in a prompt anymore.
Right.
We can actually talk to our AI and show it pictures.
That's right.
So going beyond ChatGPT, what other applications are there for this kind of technology?
Well, the possibilities are pretty much vast.
I bet.
I mean, imagine virtual assistants that can not only understand your spoken requests, but also interpret your facial expressions and your gestures. Or imagine AI-powered medical diagnosis tools that can analyze medical images alongside patient data, you know, to provide more accurate assessments. Multimodal AI has the potential to really revolutionize how we interact with technology and how it assists us in our daily lives.
It sounds like this is just the beginning.
It really is.
The article even mentions that this is a stepping stone towards even more sophisticated and intuitive ways of interacting with AI.
It is. I mean, just think about it.
Yeah, it's amazing to think how quickly AI is evolving. Just this week, we've seen these breakthroughs in space exploration, language processing, and even, well, the way we interact with computers.
Yeah.
But it's not just about these big headline-grabbing developments, right? I mean, AI is also making its way into more, I don't know, everyday applications like the tools we use for work and creativity.
Absolutely. We're just seeing this surge in AI-powered tools that are designed to really streamline workflows and boost productivity.
Yeah.
For example, Google just announced that they're adding AI image generation right into Google Docs.
So instead of searching for the perfect stock photo or trying to, you know, create an image from scratch, you could just tell the AI what you need and it would just whip something up for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It could be a game changer for anyone who needs to create visual content, whether it's for presentations, reports, or even just internal documents.
Yeah.
It could save a lot of time and hassle, especially for those of us who aren't exactly, you know, design wizards.
Right. But yeah, exactly. And Google isn't the only company that is making AI more accessible to businesses. We've also got IBM making waves with its new compact AI models.
Right.
So what's the story there?
Well, IBM is really focusing on creating these powerful AI models that don't require a huge amount of computing power.
Okay.
This means that even smaller companies who might not have the resources for those massive data centers can still benefit from AI.
Yeah.
It's a move towards what some people are calling democratizing access to this technology, which is really important if we want to see its benefits spread across all sectors of the economy.
Right, because not every business can afford to build its own supercomputer, right?
Right. And even for larger companies, these compact models can be incredibly useful for tasks that don't require massive amounts of data processing.
Okay.
So it makes AI more versatile and efficient.
Gotcha. Now let's talk about a company that's known for keeping things short and sweet. TikTok.
Okay.
They're jumping on the AI bandwagon with something called Symphony Creative Studio.
This is a fascinating development because it's tailored specifically for TikTok's, you know, unique format. Symphony Creative Studio is an AI-powered tool that allows users to turn product descriptions, website URLs, or even just basic ideas into polished TikTok videos.
So it's like having an instant video editor.
Right.
That understands the nuances of TikTok's algorithm and what kind of content performs well.
Exactly. It can add music, visuals, and even AI-generated avatars, taking a lot of the guesswork out of content creation.
Wow.
This could be a huge asset for businesses trying to reach younger audiences on TikTok. It also raises some interesting questions about the future of content creation and how AI will change the way we produce and consume media.
It's certainly pushing the boundaries. Speaking of pushing boundaries, we've saved the most mind-blowing development for last.
Okay.
This one delves into the very essence of life itself. DNA.
This is truly groundbreaking news. Researchers have developed a new AI architecture called Evo that can actually understand and generate DNA sequences at a scale never seen before.
Wow.
Yeah, it's essentially learn the language of life.
Wait, so AI can write DNA now? I mean, what does that even mean?
It means we're entering a new era of bioengineering.
Wow.
Imagine being able to design new life forms from scratch, create personalized medicine that's tailored to your unique genetic makeup, or even rewrite faulty genes to cure diseases.
It's both incredible and a little bit daunting, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about manipulating the very building blocks of life.
It is. It's a really powerful technology with just immense potential. But it also comes with ethical considerations that we need to address very carefully. You know, for example, how do we ensure that this technology is used responsibly and doesn't lead to any kind of unintended consequences? How do we prevent it from being used for harmful purposes? These are complex questions that we as a society need to grapple with.
It seems like every AI advancement, well, it brings with it a whole new set of ethical questions, right?
It does.
I mean, you've touched on this a little bit throughout our deep dive today, from the concerns about, you know, unchecked AI development in OpenAI's early years to the implications of using AI to generate DNA sequences.
Yeah, it's a crucial part of the conversation. As AI becomes more powerful and integrated into our lives, we need to be mindful of its potential impact, both positive and negative. You know, understanding the technology is only part of the equation. We also need to be thinking critically about its ethical implications and working to ensure that its development and deployment align with our values.
All right, deep divers. We've covered a lot of ground today, from searching for aliens in the vastness of space to exploring the, well, very intricate language of DNA.
It's been quite a journey.
It has been. We've seen how AI is transforming industries, challenging our perceptions of creativity, and even pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible.
It really is a fascinating time.
Yeah, it is. And as we look ahead, it's clear that this is just the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
AI is rapidly evolving, and its impact on our world will only continue to grow. It really is. So much to think about. Before we wrap up, though, we want to leave you with a final thought, something to ponder as you go about your week. You know, if AI can decipher the incredibly complex language of DNA,
Right.
what other seemingly impenetrable codes might it be able to crack in the years to come?
That's a great question. Well, what about the mysteries of the human brain?
Oh, wow.
I mean, imagine AI helping us understand consciousness
Yeah.
or unlock the secrets of creativity and intuition.
It's almost too much to even comprehend.
It is.
I mean, we started this deep dive by talking about AI hunting for aliens, and now we're contemplating AI unraveling the mysteries of the human mind.
Right.
It's a lot to process.
It really is, and that's what makes this field so fascinating.
Yeah.
Every new discovery opens up this whole new set of possibilities, and the potential applications of AI seem limitless.
It feels like we're just scratching the surface.
We really are.
Who knows what the future holds for AI, but it's clear that it's going to play an increasingly important role in shaping our world.
Absolutely. It's a journey of discovery that we're all on together, and it's one that demands our attention, our critical thinking, and our active participation.
So as you go about your wink, keep those AI developments in mind. What sparks your curiosity? What makes you pause and think? Maybe you'll be the one to unlock the next great code, or maybe you'll simply be a more informed citizen in this rapidly changing world. Either way, keep diving deep. Until next time.